Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So, anyway, let me get into what I was going to say since the motherfucker's recording now. It just made me remember one time when I was being interviewed. And you know, it was two hosts, you know, a black man and a black woman. You know, they told me that if I wasn't sure of myself, you know, I could back out because they was going to attack me. They actually said that to me. Hold on. They actually said that to me. And I looked at them and said, look, don't ask no goddamn questions that you don't want the truth to. And then we started interviewing. Now, the female, for whatever reason, because we had barely started talking, and she just started attacking the nigga. You know, pimp this, pimp that, blah, blah, blah. So what I'm saying is she must have thought she was dealing with a sucker or something, because she kept challenging me on some of her shit, whatever the fuck she was thinking. So first, I roasted her. You know, I was finna say some shit, but I didn't say what I was finna say. But anyway, I did roast the bitch. And then I said, lady, if you keep fucking with me, I didn't say fucking with me. I said, if you keep talking to me, I'm gonna catch your ass right here, right now, in front of this motherfucking camera. Now, you got to understand, I'm paraphrasing as I tell you this, because I didn't say this, because this was a real interview on a cable channel. And even on cables, most of them you can cuss, but they said no cussing. So I didn't say motherfucking, but I'm just paraphrasing. And see, this is the first thing in the second half of the semester. It's the first thing you learn at Sidewalk University, how to deal with an aggressive woman. Now, immediately, as soon as this broad started talking, I put this plan together in my head. And all I had to do was, you know, finesse that bitch into a debate. Not an argument, just a debate on a point. So the bitch took the bait. And she started challenging me on what I was saying about me being able to take her home or not. Now, she said, I doubt that. I'm not broke enough for that. See, and I looked at her, see, because I'm challenging her, but she don't know it because I'm very smooth in what I'm saying. I looked into the camera, and then I looked at her. Then I look back at the camera and I say, you all will be privileged to watch a real pimp at work. And I proceeded to get it, baby. See, because at SWU, we learn not to indulge a female who's combative. You tease them with statements that question their character. And in order to achieve that, I had to get this goddamn lady upset at me. Then, when she was upset and talking to me, I was going to ignore her. And I was going to be speaking to the male host only, and I was going to be referring shit to him as if she wasn't there. So I told dude, I say, you see, man, if you are a conversationist like me, you would know what to watch for when you had a live one. He said, a live one? I said, yeah. And I got ready to say, this is our, and he cut me off. He said, hold on, man, you don't have to call her no bitch. I just overlooked him. I said, look, man, you said, and she asked, how does a pimp work? How does a pimp catch a potential hoe? And I'm catching this motherfucker as I speak right now. If you notice, look at the bitch nostrils. And I say, see how they flared? That's excitement, man. And it's probably laced with a little intrigue, boarding on her taking her panties off right now. A man like me noticed that kind of shit. Then she cut me off because I was waiting for it. She said, I'm not excited. Listen, fellas, at SWU, we learn to ignore her, to force her to interrupt your flow. And when she does, she's no longer on her trip. She's on my trip. She's fully enthralled and trying to trip me up in what I'm saying. But I'm sharp, and she don't realize she's in quicksand. So I looked at her and say, that's what your mouth say, but your body language and your eyes is saying something totally different. You do know I speak body language. I'm fluent in several languages, but I'm best in body language. I got baby going crazy. Then I looked at dude, and I, you know, because I'm ignoring baby some more. And I say, you see how wide her motherfucking eyes are? She's like she's on cocaine or something. And I say, she is on something. My black ass. So the fact I was ignoring her was killing her. Then I looked at that black ass. This bitch was fine. That's probably why she was tripping by me ignoring her motherfucking ass, because she never gets ignored. But anyway, she looked at me. First, let me tell you, I noticed I was killing her. And then I looked at her, and I say, shit, girl, you would get paid if you let me lace you. Now, this bitch supposed to hate me for saying that. That should be an insult. She looked at me and said, oh, really? How much do you think I could make? Now, right there, I knew I had that bitch. You got to know when the bitch is on your line. And you got to know when this bitch is asking, you know, something that's going to let you catch her. And, of course, this bitch is asking me how much she can make. Now, as a fisherman, I got to know how to reel that motherfucker in. Now, fellas, besides her nostrils being flared open like this and her eyes wide open like that, she now asking me how much could she motherfucking make. I'm a fly-ass motherfucker, and the bitch didn't see it coming. I told you guys, I drive a Mack truck only at night. Never when there's stars in the sky. Never when there's a moon. I do not have headlights. My brakes don't work. And I be speeding. So get in my motherfucking way if you want to. Ha! That's how I be feeling. I told that bitch, I'm a fly-ass motherfucker. And, you know, that just remains to be seen. But just so you don't get it twisted, I want the audience, and then I looked at the camera. I'm good at that. I looked at the... I wanted the fucking audience to see. So I say, see, here you have a sophisticated-ass black woman on her own show asking a pimp how much money can she make. And you still want to believe I can't have this woman? Now at this point, the dude host, he say, you know what, Rosebud? Her nostrils are flared and her eyes are wide open, just like you see it, like she's sprung. I think she is interested in you. I smiled, my old kid Henry smiled and say, she is. But I wouldn't mess with that girl with a 10-foot pole. I just wanted you all to see that pimps are monsters. Period. See how fly I am. See, most people don't understand why out of all the motherfuckers in the fast lane, the pimp has been embraced the most. Dope dealers are embraced. Robbers are embraced. Heisters, con men, everybody is embraced. The dad pimp nigga is embraced the most. Because see, the pimp was the hero to the hood. The pimp did all kind of shit. He was the first black person after slavery that said, fuck that shit, I'm as good or better than a motherfucking peck of wood. If you don't believe me, get the movie Cotton Club. It'll show you all about it. You see for yourself. Lawrence Fishburne, he was the pimp. Bumpy, son, I forgot his name, Johnson, I think. And he was the first black person to go into the Cotton Club, which really was the Apollo Club, in Harlem. This club, located in Harlem, was run by motherfucking white boys. Had nothing but black entertainers that performed and made the club the place to really go. But they couldn't go in through the front door. Niggas had to go in through the back. I'm talking about even the entertainment. Now, after Bumpy started really pimping, he said, fuck that shit. And the rest is history. We've always been a symbol to the hood. I remember when I was a young turnout. Hey, why you motherfuckers ain't calling in? Oh, shit. Don't tell me you ain't hearing me. Oh, yeah, you hearing me. Well, I don't know why y'all ain't calling in. This shit I'm talking about is the laser game, man. God, I can't understand you guys. But I do remember when I was a turnout and I was infatuated with Philmo Slim. And, you know, I would see that nigga riding on the track. And this particular day, I was walking on the track. And that nigga was sitting in the trunk of his car. And he was strumming his guitar. And he was making up a song while he was strumming about the day that was going on MacArthur. And as he was singing, you know, I stopped, you know, and I stood there, and I didn't even know the nigga knew me. He said, Rosebud, I see you've been rolling by yourself. Heaven is a lonely game. Man, and if you're real about it, you can get the fortune and have the fame. The nigga told me that goddamn shit in the song. And it didn't take me long to, you know, to realize how deep this motherfucking statement was. 303, what's happening with you, baby?
Yeah, Rosebud, it's Mario. I called the other day.
Yeah, what's happening?
I'm just calling in real quick to, first of all, I took your advice and I hit you to your email. I don't know if you even read it, but I hit you and I started to look into some of your products and I bought a couple of the tools. But your topic today, you're talking about, I'm thinking women, something to do with them or
aggressive
whatnot.
Aggressive women,
but
man. I'm talking about aggressive women. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so I've been hitting up these online dating, you know, the apps and shit. Bitches nowadays
are... Stop right there. Let me ask you a question, man. Yeah. Really. Serious business. Think of this and give me an answer. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck are you online?
Convenience.
No, it's not.
I guess laziness.
See, what I'm saying is, these are the things you guys are supposed to be wondering. Why the fuck are you online? It's for losers. It's for motherfuckers that want to be talking to some image. They aren't talking to the real bitch. No matter what dating app it is, whoever it is
being
their best.
And that's what I'm noticing.
Whoever it is being their best self, and they're just suckering you in. So why would you fucking be on an app when you're going to eventually have to meet the bitch anyway?
I mean, I guess it's just, I'm thinking I'm covering a lot of bases, but like you're saying, I'm just wasting time at the end of the day. You're definitely right there.
Well, so go ahead with what you were saying, because I stopped you when you mentioned Adam.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I guess it doesn't matter anymore, because I was going to ask if I should even be doing this, because I feel like I'm wasting my time. But again, you just answered the question, so I'm good, to be honest.
Well, that's what's up,
you know,
there, bro.
I usually work from home, so I was using it as an excuse.
Oh,
but
on,
either way,
second.
I got to get out there. Go ahead.
Man, I'm glad I was here. That's my shoes, man. They show would have stole them. But anyway, go ahead, brother.
No, I was just saying that I work from home now because of the whole COVID shit. So I was just using it as an excuse. You're right, though.
Okay, go ahead. What was you saying?
Me?
Yeah.
I was just saying that I'm working from home, so I was just using it as a like an excuse, but you're definitely right. I just got to get out there, fucking go to the mall or some shit, and
wherever
so I'm going to do that then. I appreciate
the
advice.
Wherever you go, you're going to see women. So what I'm saying is, even if you're just walking through the parking lot on your way to the mall, you're going to see women. So, I mean, you know, you ain't really got to limit yourself. You just got to open yourself to what's going on, and that's you ain't getting at bitches. And there's a reason for that. Do you know what that is?
Fear, I'd assume. I'm feeling like it's fear right now just thinking about it. So that's
there's
another thing I just got to do, it, you know?
There's nothing but fear.
What was that?
There's nothing but fear. It's exactly fear. But why are you scared?
I don't need to be. I'm better than most of these bitches out there anyway, so you're right.
That's exactly it.
I don't need to be scared. I just got to go do it.
I'm telling you, man, you're answering some good shit, and you're not listening to yourself. Because you don't need to be scared. The only thing you need to do is be you. But do you know you? Or how well do you know you?
I was listening to one of your broadcasts with Steve about the mirror, so that's what I've been actively doing. So I'm finding me, and I'm going to do me, you know, from now on. I wanted to call in to get that little piece of advice, and you're definitely right. I'm playing it safe. I'm going to be out there. Thanks again, Rosebud. That's all I really needed. Thanks, sir.
Okay, bro. Thank you, and be cool.
All right, then. All right, see you.
All right. Okay, you guys. See, that's all it takes, man. Just call in. We going to kick it. Yes, I'm an asshole. Yes, I talk shit. But so what? Because when Filmo said, you know, like the fortune and the fame, because when I was turning out, that was a big subject. Do you want the fortune or the fame? Because most dudes kind of wanted the fame, but then there was a lot of dudes that wanted the fortune. So what's better, you know, and see, a real hungry nigga want it all, period. 334, what's going on?
What it do, bud? You know, I'm not finna call and ask no lame-ass question because I really don't have a big problem approaching these hoes, especially not that online bullshit. What I called to ask you was some real player shit. I haven't heard you speak on this much. I haven't really heard any pimp speak on this too much. But how often do other pimps snitch on other pimps out of jealousy or greed? You know, how often is that a thing in the game?
Man, you come out to the police?
To the motherfucking police. Or how often is it that a nigga...
Man,
niggas
don't do that shit, man. I mean, I ain't gonna say it never happens. But as far as how often, every fucking blue moon, because whoever that is that got snitched, that did the snitching, he can't come where we at no more.
Right. Right.
So even when we see him and he's trying to say hi, we shun that fool. He can't come in the club where we at. We going to come around and start talking shit. And if he opened his motherfucking mouth, we ganging up on him. We ain't going to beat him up. But we going to make him feel like a damn fool for coming in here, man, with all this pimping and you talking that tell on a nigga shit.
So with that being said, is his hoes fair game even that much more because this nigga's a bitch?
Well, bro, that's something else. You can have a nigga hoe. You can have a nigga hoe, but you can't use this, you know, thinking to have it. However, you as far as that go, and nigga, I don't give a fuck if he's doing it right or wrong. If I bitch give me some action, I'm having a bitch and I'm calling. But as far as him being a nigga that told on somebody, I would definitely get at his bitch, but I wouldn't like take her because the nigga lied to try to shoot you or something. But I'm saying, you know, you had your hoes getting that bitch way, you know, make that bitch go somewhere else. You know, you give her a hard time. And in my business, because you with that motherfucking snitch ass nigga, you need to be with a real pimp because you ain't working around real hoes with a snitch ass man. That bitch that has so much blues, man, she beat it in shows very soon.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I was just calling in with that, man. I haven't really heard too many players really speak on that part of the game, you know, as far as niggas dropping
part of the game, man. That ain't part of the game. That's why you ain't heard no niggas speaking on this shit. It does happen, but it's rare. It's rare that a nigga will take a chance on telling on a nigga, period. It does happen, though.
Exactly.
All right, brother. Good shit. All right.
Appreciate it.
You know it. See, like I'm saying, when that nigga said that shit, It was profound to me, man, and it made me realize once I started to really pimp that I didn't want to associate with just any pimp. I just didn't. A good pimping nigga like me wanted to be around the top flight niggas. And so for Philmo to say that, now, when I met Philmo, he was in his legendary status. The nigga was already a legend when I met him. So he was a legend when I turned out, but the compliment he gave me, I would have missed it if I wasn't sharp. I'm sorry, 916, what's up?
Yo, Rosebud, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I wanted to ask you a quick question. Is SWU for Christians and religious people or no?
Well, man, is it teaching religion? No. Is it teaching you to do something religiously? Yes. But if you're trying to learn more about God, no, it's not a school for you.
No, 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 no. Not to learn about God. I want to learn how to be a man, you know, a real man. But I just want to know, would it be good for a Christian? You know, can Christians people take it?
Well, I would say, yeah, man, because, you know, I ain't a practicing Christian, but I'm a Christian. And everybody in SWU believe, have some preference, you know, Muslim, I don't know, whatever. But, you know, that has no preference or any impact on what we learn. It's all about being a man.
All right, for sure. Thanks.
All right, brother. Okay, you guys, man. This is some goddamn good shit that I'm talking about. And I really want you to understand it because it's not easy being in the upper echelon of the game. And if every motherfucker could be top flight, it wouldn't be such a thing to get that type of ranking. So it is a big thing to be real in anything you do, not just pimping. Because I'm really not talking about pimping. I'm talking about how you shut down a brawl that's aggressive. 347, I just saw you. What's happening? 347, oh. What's going on?
What's good, bud?
Yeah, what's happening?
I got a quick question. So there'll be times where I'll be trying to talk to a woman, right? And I'll be getting the vibe to talk to a woman, but, like, I just bitch out. Like, it's just as simple as that. And I want to know, like, why is that?
Because you scared, you scary, you scared to find out who the fuck you are. I bet you don't know who you are. I bet you.
I don't.
So what I'm saying is this, man. If you don't know who you are, how are you going to sell yourself to somebody?
How you gonna, that one time?
If you don't know who you are, if you don't know everything about you and what you want, how you going to sell yourself to somebody? Otherwise, how you going to impress this woman enough for her to show you in her actions that she's interested in talking to you? Because you be boring to the bitch, and she be acting or reacting bored, and you see it, and then you get nervous.
Or if I gotta improve my conversational skills.
Hey, I know, bro. It's like I be walking with you, huh? No, yeah, you gotta improve your conversation. But that, how you gonna improve it? See, you're running from the real shit. The real shit is you need to learn who the fuck you are and what you want. Then you can start presenting shit to a bitch.
All right, yeah, you're right about that. All right, if I got another question, I'm going to call you.
Yeah, make sure you do, man, but you need to hook up with SWU, brother. That's what I'm there for. We learn all this shit, all these questions. You know, people be thinking I'm giving a lot of game away. I'm just opening the door. There's so much motherfucking more to get. It's almost pathetic. But be cool, bro. 843, what's going on? 843, are you there?
Oh, shit, I'm on?
Yeah, man, what's happening?
Ain't shit, man. I was just calling in. I was just listening to the show, but since you got me on, I was going to ask you, man. I was kind of thinking. You ever heard the saying, a pimp is his best friend or some shit like that?
Pimp is his best ally, yeah.
Why is that?
Because you don't need to hear shit from nobody. Don't nobody know nothing but you. That's why every pimp thing. That's why the ones that's motherfuckers, everything is what they think. Because everything certainly was what I thought.
For sure.
All right. 251, what's happening?
What's good, bud? I was calling to ask you a quick question.
Come on.
When you say know who you are, like, what do you mean by, like know who you are?
Let me ask you something, brother. What kind of woman you want?
Fine, slim, thick, Latina. Cute girl.
Okay, let me ask you this. Where that bitch gonna be?
Shit, everywhere. The mall, shit, club, whatever, you name it.
Let me tell you something, bro. You shouldn't have no problem because you're giving some good answers. Let me tell you, because what I'm saying, motherfuckers don't know what bitch. They want a 10. That's all they know. They want a bitch that's got something going on. That's all they know. Shit. I want a motherfucking bitch that ain't got a whole bunch of shit so that bitch can still be the kind of bitch that will say, fuck you, Rosebud, because I don't want no bitch that got a bunch of shit. And then when I get ready to quit her motherfucking ass, she want to take me to court and take all my shit because I was with her a year or something. No, I want to fuck with one of them hood bitches until I get ready to fuck with a real bitch. Because I know what I'm looking for. I don't want no strings attached. I don't want your motherfucking ass wanting to spend the night. I don't want you fucking trying to cook or clean. I don't want none of that motherfucking shit. That's why I catch, bro. I catch like a motherfucker. All the time. Because them bitches like a nigga like me. Nigga don't need shit, don't want shit. But they act like... They act like I'm chicken shit because I don't want the shit. So you know what I say? Chicken shit is what chicken shit does. So if what I'm doing you think is chicken shit, I must be chicken shit. I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch. Shit. I don't care. You know, I'm just real with mine, and they just flock. They don't flock to my door, man, because I don't let them come past the mailbox, goddammit. They lined up at the mailbox waiting for me to say, next! All right, bro, thanks. Hey, 909, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
What up, Roseboy? How you doing, OG?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Been feeling, man. I had a couple questions for you. I had one. And you kind of answered my question because I went and looked at some of your old videos, but I had a quick question for you.
What's that?
Okay. I've noticed in the dating scene, right, I noticed there's two types of women. There's the kind that like when you objectify them as far as admire their beauty and their outside, but then there's others that just want you to admire them for who they are mentally. I was wondering, is there a dividing line that you can kind of tell from, like, meeting a woman off what kind, what she wants from? Does she want to be objectified for just her outside?
Hey,
does she want to be appreciated?
Bro, stop, Stop reading them motherfucking psychological fucking whatever the fuck you read. Talking about, well, it's three kinds of bitches to me. It's a hoe.
Okay.
Listen, it's a hoe, a street hoe. It's a hoe that's a massage parlor bitch. And it's a hoe that's a call girl. That's what I see when I see any bitch. The motherfucking bitch that's a prostitute, straight up, real, let you know, if you got it and you want it, you can have it. Now, that bitch that's a call girl, she's like a teaser bitch. She's the kind of motherfucking bitch that's going to make you go through whatever just to be in her safe zone to fuck her. And then you got that bitch that's the massage parlor bitch. The massage parlor bitch. She's confused. She want a hoe, but she don't want to be known as a hoe. So what I'm saying is if you've seen one thing, you should have seen in all three examples, all them bitches was hoes.
Oh, so you said no matter what women you come in contact with, that's the three categories.
That's what they fit in. The bitch could be sophisticated as fuck and got a gang of money. She fucking with me, I'm going to see her as a hoe, a call girl, or a massage parlor bitch. And I got pain for each one because they all was out there when I was out there. The only one you can be real with and come straight at is that hoe. The massage parlor bitch you got to kind of play with. And the call girl, you really, she faking anyway. So I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, I got you, because usually the call girl is just a regular girl. She just likes to go out and have fun. And then I got you. I have one more question.
What?
Okay, I noticed that dealing with women. I was wondering, I noticed that when I was watching your old videos and you had experience raising your daughter.
Yeah.
I was wondering what type of techniques did you use to, like, instill strength and confidence in your daughter as far as, like, her upbringing? Because I take care of my daughter.
Bro, one thing, I don't know why you fading out and shit. You sound very insecure, man. Because it seems like your problem is you. But my daughter, the way I was with her, I just was straight up. I mean, when it came time to talk about girl things, I said, girl, I ain't got no goddamn pussy. You know, shit. You got to ask your auntie, you know, but about being real, you know, I'm telling you, your dad was a pimp. People going to be fucking with you about it. And I'm telling you, when she's like 5 years old, so when they start fucking with her, it didn't fuck with her. It didn't mess with her psychology or anything because she already knew. And what I'm saying is what she knew me was I went to work every motherfucking day. And I took care of her little motherfucking ass from 6 months old. So she don't know nothing bad about pimping and me. That's the way I wanted it. And that's the way it came up because I represented Ward Cleaver, as far as that goes, and raising her, that's how I was with her motherfucking ass. Girl, you want all that designer goddamn shit? You take your ass to Kmart or wherever. And what I'm saying is, you ain't even getting to go to McDonald's. That was like a treat. You know, I cooked every night, every morning. I did that shit. I dressed my daughter. I combed her fucking hair. I did all that shit just like the mama do it. And she knew that her dad was a real dad. And I understood that she's going to hear a bunch of other shit. She never even brought any of it home until she was in the ninth grade. And she said, Dad, you make me sick. I said, what I do? She said, you know what my name is? And I said, Lena May. She said, no, Little Rosebud. her friends was calling her Little Rosebud. What I'm saying is, instead of being a negative, it was a positive. Because everybody know Rosebud was pimping. Nobody ever teased her about her mama being a hoe or her daddy being a pimp. 425, I'm sorry, I saw you, but you can come back if you want. That's just how it is, man. You got to be real with kids.
Got it. Okay. That's fine and honest. All right. Thanks. So you said just stop overthinking when it comes to the dating scene.
Do what about the dating scene?
When I was asking you about trying to decipher between what type of woman you're dealing with, you said just don't overthink it.
Yeah, man, fuck that, man. You figure out what you want, what kind of dude you are, and then you look for the bitch that match you. And
yeah,
you don't know where she at, but when you meet any bra, she's potentially that bra. You just got to know how to bring it out. Hold on.
Hmm. Okay.
Hello? Hey, hello? People be calling me bullshit. That was a fucking tailor.
Okay.
I thought he was going to kill me, give me some excuse. I was going to cuss his ass out. Hey, bro, but anyway, be cool. I appreciate you. All you guys, I'm serious when I tell you it's not easy to get up there. It's not. It's not easy to stay up there. And if it was, it wouldn't be shit to get up there. But it is big. It is a big thing to be considered real in what you do. And when you real and you young and you out there, you got to get the message that an OG be dropping. You can't be asking no motherfucking questions. You got to get it. And if you get it, you might get to ride with this nigga. And if you ride with this nigga, you're going to have to get a lot of shit. And you can't be quiet. You got to be saying shit, interpreting what you getting. And as you kick it with this nigga, he going to straighten out whatever you say wrong or whatever you know saying right. He going to give it to you. But as long as you ain't asking no motherfucking questions, he feel like he kicking it with you. You silly motherfuckers got to ask the question. Well, what would you think about the nigga look at you? What? Nigga, pull right over. Let your ass out. Get your motherfucking ass out. It's up to you to figure out exactly how what a motherfucker say pertains to you. You know, you get it or miss it. It's up to you. 425, I see you back, man. Sorry about the wait, brother. What's happening?
Oh, don't worry about the wait. Rosebud, man, for all the stuff you doing for us, man. We get in the game. We should be thanking you, brother.
What's up, man? Appreciate that, though.
The question I got. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Speak up, though.
Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead.
My question is a twofold question. Once you come to the realization that, you know, these bras ain't about really shit, it kind of hardened your heart, and that's actually a good thing. How do you kind of keep it like that so you don't fall for the shenanigans once they disarm you and make you comfortable?
Bro, I mean, that's a deep question as far as that goes, but the thing that you're really missing is that as long as it's about a bra, you ain't, you know, don't have no your finger on it. It should be about you. It should be about, is she responding to what I'm saying the way I want her to respond? And if she ain't, you shouldn't fuck with her. You know, motherfuckers don't have agendas. I have an agenda. I'm not just talking to no motherfucking broad. I don't give a fuck how fine she is. I ain't gonna just talk to you, bitch. I got something I want, and I'm after it. You say I'm sneaky, whatever the fuck you want to say. The bitch don't know what it is until I drop it on her. But before I drop it on, I've even caught that bitch because she likes how I am, because I know what I want. I know how to maneuver. And if it's about a roller coaster ride, bitch, fasten your seatbelt. And that's what they like. Mm. They don't want to have no motherfucker that they know everything about. That's what they say they want.
Oh, baby, I just want to be open to you and let you know everything, you know, and the bitch is coming over to my house tonight.
As soon as you tell her that.
But that's what I was getting at. You know, they disarm you. You've been messing with them. You know, you damn near loving the hoe.
Stop. What I'm saying is you're not listening to yourself. Why would you let the bitch disarm you?
Because I'd have fucked around and got lazy and comfortable.
Because you didn't
get to do it.
You motherfucking right. You ain't supposed to let no bitch disarm you, man. That's what pimping teach you.
Mm-hmm.
Go to sleep, your motherfucking ass might wake up. That's how pimps act. That's why we ain't letting no bitch get up on us, get ahead of us or anything. Because we thinking ahead. We're not reactors. We're proactive. We make shit happen. We're active dudes. And that's how we are. That's what I teach at Sidewalk University. I don't teach you to be no pimp. I teach you to have a pimp mentality so that you ain't going to be no motherfucking punk for a bitch. You motherfucking meet the bitch and fuck the bitch. First you meet her and you, however you are, you know, nice, whatever. You fuck the bitch and wake up with the bitch. The bitch cook you something. And then you got some kind of problem. The bitch whoops some pussy on you. Your guard's all the way down now. You ain't thinking about shit.
Man, this is the best bitch in the world, man.
As soon as you know you thinking that, that's when she gonna start slapping you with nah, nigga, I don't wanna, you know, I don't feel like it right now. And then you're gonna be handled. You're gonna be handled. Fuck that. Don't get into that. You gotta stay ahead of the bitch. When the bitch whoops that pussy on you, hold up. When the bitch whoops that pussy on you because she thinks she making a move, after you wear that pussy out, damn, bitch, I hope that wasn't none of that kind of pussy you give a nigga when you think you're finna get something from a nigga. You know, shit. Hey, you hear me say, after you done bust one on her, yeah, bitch, you ain't gonna play me. Now, when you let the bitch give you the pussy and you fucking know she want a robe and you go get the robe, even though you know you ain't no punk, you a punk. Period. Hey, you supposed to get the pussy? Tell the bitch now. If the pussy is so I can go get the robe, you know you ain't getting no motherfucking robe. And then you leave, and then that bitch be all sad. But the next day or so, you can come home with a robe that you want to get her. That's playing your hand. That's making that bitch crazy about you. That's how you do it, bro. Have to think ahead, man. You feel me?
Okay, second part of that question that I first asked is, if you don't have like a good solid mentorish pimp friend to help hold you accountable, how do you catch the little mistake you would be making just going through the day to day interactions of how you deal with the bra?
Let me ask you something, man. Didn't you just hear me telling you how suckers talk? No, didn't you just hear me telling you how suckers talk?
Yes,
and
sir.
Here you are, how to do this, how to do that, with a big stamp on your forehead, a big, great sucker. You don't supposed to ask shit like that. If you need to know that goddamn shit, you're supposed to know how to talk about it to where you can get me to talk about it. So when I'm talking about it, what's about it that you should know is going to come out. And you're supposed to be... That's you being sharp. That's making me respect your little position, if that's the case. I'm talking about you ain't nobody in the game right now. But I would respect it. Because I didn't kick it with that young fool, man. That motherfucker ain't shit now, but that motherfucker got game, man. That's how you roll. That's how you get your name. That's how you come up. You talk with people that's already about it, and you got to just say blah, 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 and leave. But you cannot ask no questions. Man, what hoes at night? Man, you ask, nigga, what the fuck you doing with a hoes at? Don't nobody want to answer your question. You the police. What the fuck wrong with you? I'm telling you, man, you guys don't know shit. You don't supposed to do that. Now, well, Bud, you say ask questions. So, yes, you do supposed to call in the particular question you want to ask. You asked it. But when you get that answer and you have more questions, you got to say so. It's like if I was to use this shit properly, and you give some scenario that you didn't got from what I said. And then I say, oh, no, nigga, I ain't talking about that shit.
That's the weak way to do it. Woo woo. And we share game like that.
Mm.
I know, bro. Mm. Like you, hey, bro.
No, I just shut up and started listening because.
No, you. I know you want to say thank you. So I'm saying you welcome.
I do. Thank you very much, Mr. Rosebud. I'm gonna keep on listening to the show, and I'm gonna hit that Cash App up.
Hey, that's what's up, brother. Thank you. So speaking of Cash App, man, you guys really don't fade me on it, but it's cool. 347, what's happening?
What's good, bud? I just called earlier, but I got, I feel like, to be honest, like when I'm outside and I see a girl or a woman and she like I get the inkling she want to talk to me, like I feel in my head, I like, not that I talk myself out of it, but like I get the idea, like only like I feel like I only want to like, and
wait,
I know y'all, you say not to.
Stop. Do you know what a lie sound like?
No, I was actually about to just say, like, I feel like I just
do
fuck
you know
it,
what
you
a
say
lie
not to.
Sound like?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Like, I do.
Listen
like,
to
I'm
me.
I'm stuttering and shit, but I'm not trying,
No, listen.
All right, my bad.
What I'm saying, man, is when you start talking about the bras or whatever you was finna ask, and you say, it's not like I'm really, it is that. Everything you telling your goddamn self is not like I'm. That's why you stuttering, cause you fucking lying. You ain't being true with yourself. If the bitch you see and you want to talk to her and whatever butterflies coming and you just don't do it for whatever, that's the truth. Why can't you tell the goddamn truth, man? Now,
because I was raised that's inappropriate.
Start the fuck over. And come with the truth. Don't nobody want to hear the bullshit. Let's go.
All right, copy. Oh, and another thing, bro. Get PayPal so I can donate to you. I don't got Cash App. I mean, I ain't, I'm telling you what to do, but I'm just saying.
Hey,
I'm trying
bro,
to
I got
you.
PayPal, but what I'm saying is this, man. Who gives a fuck about that? What I'm talking about is you still ran from the whole point. Everybody in the audience here that you ran. You didn't do nothing but...
No, yeah, you're saying that.
If that's what?
Yeah, you're saying that. If that is the truth, then that's what I should be saying, right? Like my intentions with the woman?
Well, you can't go up there and say, hey, I want to fuck you. I don't mean that truth. But you got to be truthful with yourself. You know, you can't say you ain't afraid when you know you are afraid. You got to say, man, I'm scared to death, and I got to get over this shit. And the only way I'm going to get over it is doing this. Then you start doing it.
Okay. So the more that I don't lie to myself, the more I'll be truthful with myself. Okay.
The more you don't bullshit yourself, the more you'll be capable of being truthful. But why do all that when you can come to Sidewalk University, man, and get this shit instilled, ingrained in your fucking head? Because that's where it needs to be. You need to have it ingrained in your head to be real. Take the whole first three weeks to get these motherfuckers that come to Sidewalk University to stop lying to themselves. Recognize when you bullshit yourself. And once they do that, then I can start teaching them what they need to do. But until they stop lying to themselves, they don't know who they fucking with.
So lying.
What?
Muffin, not to ask a question, but like lying to yourself is essentially I want to do something, but I'd end up doing something else. And that's bitching out, right?
Lying to yourself is saying, man, baby over there sure look good, man. If I wasn't going to the store, I would talk to her. Shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, got you. All right, good looking, buddy.
Yeah. All right, be cool. 256, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, bud? It's
nothing
out of Houston.
What's happening?
Already, man. Hey, quick question. I wanted to know, because I've seen a video of yours where you basically, a few times you mentioned how you want to take things slow with a woman when you're interacting with her. And lately I've been having this dilemma where I feel like I'm moving too fast. As like the women are, they're kind of, I don't know if they're putting me like
hey, bro,
boyfriends.
Bro,
Brother, let me stop you. I don't ever remember saying that. I mean, I sometimes slow when you with a bitch fucking her, but I can't remember ever saying that I want to go slow with a bitch. I want that bitch right now. Yeah. And I ain't trying to wait to have no 2-3 conversations before or anything. Me and that bitch, we going to fall out and all that shit in one conversation because I got to see what kind of bitch I'm fucking with. I don't want no fair weather bitch, which is what all you guys get. Fair weather motherfuckers. Fuck you, bitch. I don't want no fair weather motherfucking bitch. I want a real bitch, a motherfucker that's with me. You know, I'm talking about, yeah, I'm an asshole bitch. You thought I wasn't? Shit. I ain't scared to know who I am, and you ain't scared to fuck with me, hopefully. But they do be scared because niggas don't be real with bitches. That's on the niggas. That ain't on me. That's how niggas ain't real with them. That's why they, hey, do you know how many bitches, how many times bitches give dudes action and the dude is straight lying, live with his mama, ain't got no fucking nothing going for himself, but he have a mouthpiece and he talking shit and the bitch went for it. Do you know how many, can you imagine how many times?
Man.
So what I'm saying is, you should be able to imagine why they be so chicken shit to you. Because of that last motherfucker they fucking with. Hey, you might say something that sounds just like that, fool, because you're saying the slick shit. See, I teach a motherfucker to talk to a bitch, man. You ain't, don't hit on that bitch. Don't say nothing that sounds like you hitting on her. Because if you do, she shut down because of the last fool she was with. Come on, man. You got to think.
Right.
You got to think because that's who you're dealing with. You're dealing with bitches. I'm just saying, man. You know, that's what you learn at Sidewalk University. All you motherfuckers want these crumbs. Get the crumbs and go on and try to make a piece of cake out of it. All right, brother. Thank you. I appreciate you. 347, you back again. Come on.
Yo. You hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I ain't know. This is now. This preach from Brooklyn, yo. I just
want to
drop in a little bit.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's up?
Yo, first I want to show a little love to Rosebud. I got to hit that Cash App. I ain't never hit it, and I'm going to hit it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want to say you've been putting it down, and I want to tell my little 2 cents. I feel like a problem with a lot of guys is they keep chasing bitches instead of looking behind and see who like you. This is how men. A lot of men could win. So only fuck with bitches that like you. Don't even chase nothing. Look behind you and get who chasing you. You know
what I mean? Well, you know what? I never put it like that, but I do see what you're saying because you don't – I am another way, man. I ain't really giving a goddamn about the bitch. The only time I'm going to give it a goddamn, I might say whatever I say to her, but if she don't say the right thing back, I'm gone. And if she do say the right thing back, then, you know, I'm going to see if she can continue that. And then I might feel something, you know, could be happening. Because bitches do not pass the test if you know what you're looking for in a bitch.
Right. And I feel like that's the problem with most men, though. They get so caught up on this pussy and looks that they chasing too fucking hard instead of looking at the girls that's chasing them. I take it like this. If you don't like me, if you don't like me more than I like you, I'm not fucking with you. Off the rip. I don't care how good you look. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, bro, I agree with that, man. So that's some good shit, man. Hey,
yes, sir,
good
baby. It's from Brooklyn, and I'm keep tuning in, baby. Let me hit that Cash out.
All right, be cool, man. Thanks. he right, though, because you don't know who you were speaking to last week. Because you didn't forgot about it because your eyes is on this bitch you chasing. When the bitch you're talking to last week, liable to be trying to call your ass or something. Man, life is a motherfucker. You got to live life. You can't let life live you. You got to live life. 708, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, bud? Not much, man. What you think about, like, approaching them? They're just approaching bitches everywhere. Like, you approach or you just let the bitch choose?
Well, man,
You know, a closed mouth ain't gonna get fed. So if you don't, if you ain't hungry, you know, then I guess you ain't gonna look for no food. But if you hungry and you see some food and you don't go get it, then how you gonna eat?
So right. I'm
saying, you asked me about going at a bitch. I ain't saying you need to be going at her, but I'm saying how you gonna get her if you don't?
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Not okay. What's your answer?
I approached the bitch.
I didn't ask you what you would do. I asked you how you gonna get the bitch if you don't approach her.
Oh, you ain't.
So what I'm saying is you didn't really have no question, did you?
You're right.
So what? Listen to me, bro. What I'm saying is this is why motherfuckers don't catch. They don't think shit through. They don't think about what they finna say. And when they say it, they don't give a fuck how somebody taking it. Y'all got to stop being like that. You got to care. Not care that she's listening to you or whatever, but you got to care how the fuck you sound and how the fuck she taking it. That's why I don't use them, you know what I'm talking about, you know what I mean? I don't use that shit. The bitch say, yeah, I know what you mean. Bitch don't know what the fuck you mean. She just know what that little phrase means. But what are you saying? She don't know. And when you keep going as if she do know, she thinking, man, this nigga ain't even checking it. I don't know what the fuck he talking about. Man, I know bitches, man, and that's what they do. And when you do it right, after you catch them, they tell you. They say, when you caught that I was doing this and you said blah, 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 you know, that made me really see that you was checking what I was saying and woo, whatever. But I done heard that a million times. How many times you heard it, bro?
I ain't never heard it, but.
You need to hear it. You need to have a motherfucker tell you. You know what really made me like you? When I saw how you was paying attention, not to what she was saying, but just the fact you was having a real conversation with the bitch. Come on, man. You guys better come to SWU and learn this motherfucking shit if you want it. Hey, bro, that's some good shit, though, man. I'm glad you asked it.
I appreciate you, bud.
You know what? 415, what's happening?
OG Rosebud. Good to talk.
What's happening? Ain't nothing. What's happening?
What's up? I got a question for you. So now this world is on online and digital and in distance and all of that. How I wonder how a brother like you with the game that you run with, how that transfers to online or social media, or does it?
It don't. I don't fuck with none of that. I fuck with this shit, Facebook, Twitter, but about trying to catch a bitch online, shit. I don't even believe in technology like that. Let me tell you something, bro. You heard of this oil shit that happened on the East Coast, right? Some whatever they call them, cyber ninjas or whatever, attacked. Listen to me. Oh,
yeah.
No, not answer this question. How easy do you think it would have been for them cyber, whoever the fuck they are, to do what they did without technology?
Couldn't do it.
You motherfucking right. They could not possibly do it. So why is technology so much better? Technology stops you from doing the shit you need to do to keep the shit together because technology doing it. And technology is doing it until some other technical motherfucker does something you don't know and whoop it on your ass. Then they steal your shit from a whole nother country. When before, they would have to come into your environment, in your business, if that's the case, to do the shit. Sneak in there, get paperwork, all this shit. They don't have to do none of that now, bro. So what I'm saying is technology really all it's built up to be? I don't think so. I got a degree in teaching and learning with technology, and I do not believe in technology.
I just know technology have benefits. If you're a writer, you know what I'm saying? Word does a lot of things for you. If you're doing some shit and you don't have time for this or that, yeah, you can send an email or whatever. But any more than that, I don't fuck with it. But I wouldn't even, I wouldn't have never fucked with it if I didn't have, I had to fuck with, you know, computers. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying, you said with the world being all technical and shit, how do I translate or transfer it? I don't. The bitch want to text me twice. I'm saying call me or leave me alone. That's when I'm texting. And when the bitch calls, I'm liable to say whatever I say. And then I'm going to hang up because I ain't going to even talk long. I don't even want to talk long. I ain't trying to be in having to make love to you on no goddamn phone. Bitch, what's wrong with you? That's what's wrong with motherfuckers. When we was kids and young, you get the bitch on the phone, you want to talk her into seeing you. Now you motherfuckers want to FaceTime and get pussy pictures sent to you and all this stupid shit. We didn't do that. If we wanted to see the pussy, we went to see the bitch, and she gonna try to split them lips and let us look at it. And it just did something for us as men. Whereas today, motherfuckers, they want to, you know, hide from themselves, because that's all you're doing, brother, when you do with that goddamn technology bullshit. You hiding from who you are, from what you want. You want what you want, but you're going to take the avenue that ain't going to give it to you. It's just going to waste your time, and you know that. And then if you get whatever you're talking about, it ain't going to be the bitch you was talking to. So where's the win? Where is the win? Of course, someone somewhere meets some motherfucker on this app, and they get married and live happily ever after. But do that happen to the average motherfucker? Fuck no. Do you think you do?
What was the question?
Do you think that happens to the average motherfucker? You meet a motherfucker online, she's just what you think, you're what she think, they get married and live happily ever after. I know for a fact that is a such thing. But is that what happens on the normal?
It's probably pretty rare.
You motherfucking lying. But how rare is it for you to... Think of this, bro. How rare is it for you to hear a dude saying he don't fuck with that technology dating shit? You probably ain't ran into nobody that don't do that in some years. Every motherfucker.
Well, you're right about that. Well, you see, you know, it's a lot of the...
They're all taking the easy way to be scared. That's all it is.
Yeah.
They just scared to fucking death. So they doing it at home. So they don't have to get told no in person. So they don't have to be seen looking like a big glue. Man, shit. But that's just how it is, bro. Hey, thanks, man. That's some good shit. 713, what's up?
Man, what's up, Mr. Rosebud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Man, I ain't got no question, man. I just wanted to say, man, you know, ever since I heard you say, Revlon brought my nails, man. That shit changed my life, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I ain't never looked back after this shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you
man,
know?
We thought 20 years ago, man.
Man, hey, that shit stuck, though. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know
what
I'm saying? I'm going to tell you after that, man. Like I say, my life changed, man. You know, shit. Like I said, at that time, you know, I was a little broke, but shit, I had a phone full of hoes, so. You know, shit, I switched it up like that. My confidence changed, and I knew what I wanted, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to say that.
Hey, appreciate you, brother, man, because you don't know how many motherfuckers I did touch like that, man. So it's just wonderful
man,
to hear it, man.
Man, I'm telling you, man.
All right, brother.
You, man, all right, you too, man.
Okay, check this out. This is a word to the wise. Because I know you all are living and you want to be wise. And this is not no alert. But you got to understand, the white man had and still has a fear of black men that is not comparable with the fear of any other race of man. Now, you got to understand that. No man of any culture threatens a white man as black men do. The fear that he has of our talents, our brains, our body, our wherewithal, you know, it just frightens him. 346 and 774, and hold on, please. I got to finish this. So what I'm saying, the only way they could contain us was stripping everything away we identified with. And to this day, you got to understand, they don't want to hear that we the baddest because they see it. They went to school with badass niggas. They don't want to hear or think that you're the best in the field that you in. That shit drives them crazy. So what I'm saying, bro, you don't know how much you remind this motherfucking pig of some nigga he went to school with. And he finna take it out on you. He finna kill you. Because he remember Ronald Johnson. Man, I hated that fuck. He just like Ronald. And you getting it. And you know how you see on TV where the motherfucker trip out and they be doing something to somebody and whoever it is turn into whoever the motherfucker mad at. The pig gonna see you as Ronald Johnson. I'm just saying, man. What they realize is that they have to kill us. That's what they realize. And that's what they're legally doing. Killing us. Because we are giving them fucking, not reason, but we giving them reason. Man, all you got is, I can't even say that no more because the last motherfucker that got shot in the head had his hands on the steering wheel. Still put your hands on the steering wheel. Because, man, you got to be here to win. If you pull you out the car and beat your ass, at least you can go to court. And you can win, especially with how shit is going. But if he shoots you seven times, come on, man. Just understand it. Okay, 774, let me get you. I'm sorry, man. I just should be on my mind. What's up, 774?
Oh, that would be me, I believe.
Okay, what's happening? Yes.
Hi. So my name is Courtney. I'm from Massachusetts. I just want to say that there are plenty of young females out here. I know you like to use the word bitch, but I will say females, that also don't care to be on social media and would like to meet somebody organically and have, I guess, good conversation. I know that I'm not really sure what your agenda is with women, whether it's, you know, you have multiple or if you're looking for one in particular, but I know that there are plenty of good women out here just for all the men listening. But
okay,
yes, have more confidence, please.
Okay, ma'am, don't hang up or anything. I want to talk to you, but I want to say something too. I hope you haven't been hearing what this conversation that we've been having is about women are horrible, women are bad. That's not what
no,
I'm saying. I didn't say you're saying it. I just said, I hope you're not thinking that. And if you're not, fine. And my other point is, what I am, you don't know what my agenda is. My agenda is to get dudes to quit being afraid of being organic. Quit being afraid of what is real, because technology is not real, and any woman you meet, technically speaking, is not real. So what I'm saying is if you do meet her and you're, let's say you hit it off on social media, you still got to go meet her at one point.
Correct.
And what I'm saying, you've been talking to her for a month on social media, and you didn't got hella comfortable talking to her. But now when you finna go meet her, you're totally uncomfortable, and you're not going to be the same. Do you
agree?
With me? Yeah. So I just want, as far as what I want, I just want a real relationship. I don't want no woman that's been reading some book about Sir Lancelot or whatever the hell. Because I got all kinds of problems, not that I'm going to put them on you, but what I'm saying is, since I know that, I'm the kind of person
tell me what you think of this. If you met me and I start talking to you, within one or two conversations, we're going to fall out. And then, you know why we're going to fall out? Because I'm going to make sure I anger you. So, because I want to see how you're going to react. Some women lose it.
Right.
Then they start telling you that you don't have any respect. You don't want any love. No, I just want to see how you're going to react. So what I'm saying, I don't want to wait 5 weeks, 8 months before I see the real you.
I
want to see you right away. So you do agree with something like that?
I do. I agree with, like you said, being authentic, being yourself, and getting down to the nitty-gritty. Like, surface-level talk, I'm not here for it. So if you know what you want and I know what I want, and again, like you said, within a few conversations, because I'm going to know also. I'm going to know rather quickly whether or not I want to deal with you or not. So I agree.
Excuse me one second. Hey, 111, hold on. I see you. I'll get you in a minute, but this woman is way more interested in you because you're hiding. I don't like that, but I will talk to you. Listen, did you think or at all, did it occur to you that my position is what it is?
That your position is what it is? I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, I'm saying you said you wasn't sure of my thought or my agenda or whatever. I'm saying,
your YouTube channel has popped up a few times on my feed, so I've listened a couple of times, and like I said, I've learned that you like to use the word bitch, which, you know, females sometimes don't care to hear that.
Do you?
I would appreciate, if you know my name, yes, I would appreciate using my first name, not bitch. I don't respond to that, no.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something that you probably didn't know. You better not ever speak to me again, because you sound like I could have a real life of pleasure talking to you, and then at one point meeting you, and then you're
a lot of other men.
Hey, I know you fine. Don't try to act like you not. Come on. I know you fine. I could hear it in your voice. You know you fine. Now, tell me the truth. Aren't you kind of cute?
That is not the point. That's
besides. Did I ask you about the point? I only said what I said. I didn't say this is the point.
Anyway, Rosebud, I appreciate your time. I'm pulling up to a function at the moment.
Okay. You know what? I hope you call in again, because it was my pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. You as well. Maybe I will call in again.
All right. You be cool.
You too.
Okay, private number. Let's go.
Hey, Rosebud, could you address that secret recording going around the internet of you simping to the bitch? Because it seemed like your teachers wasn't in you that day. You was begging the bitch to come over and
fuck. What recording that's going around, man? Come on. What are you talking about?
It's on the Bud Those Green Cookback page, but all of these dudes are, like, clowning you over it. And I just want you to, like...
No, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Wait. I don't know what you're talking about, and I really don't believe you, but if you know what you're talking about...
I'll give you the page.
That's what I was
just saying. It's a secret recording.
Okay, bro, listen. Well, I was going to say, you in that damn chat room, put whatever link you want these guys, that whoever you're talking about and whoever is listening, they can all look at it. It ain't me. And whatever the fuck
that,
you motherfuckers
are talking about. Like, you're teaching.
Okay, what am I
what
saying
you
again?
Teach us wasn't in you.
What am I saying again?
You was begging her to come over. You're like, I just bring your daughter and bring that kitty cat. Like, it wasn't in you. Your game wasn't in you that night. Like,
you lying.
I swear
you
to
lying.
God, I put that on my mother.
You know, I don't give a fuck about your mama, man. You lying.
I could tell you the name of the page right now.
Put it in there for everybody to see. Put it in there for everybody to see. See me telling the bitch, please come over, bring the snatch and your baby. What? Come on, man. I don't even.
Whatever. Swear to God.
Brother, that's why you got that fake-ass hidden number, because you a bitch. And you know you lying. So fuck you, fuck your mama,
fuck you,
man. You a lying motherfucker.
Bro.
Get that nigga off the phone, man. That's a bitch-ass nigga, man. He got a hidden number, and he gonna talk about something like that? Come on, man. I'd have heard about that shit. I'd have been heard about it if a bunch of motherfuckers chopping me up. All the shit I talk.
bitch-ass nigga any motherfucking way. The police is legally killing us. 346, I see you there. I'm sorry. What's up, brother?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to say two things, though, because I thought I was watching it live. So first point I want to talk about, well, actually the second point I want to talk about is something that you talked about a little bit earlier. But, yeah, I was listening to what you were saying a little bit before that. And, yeah, I'd rather be hated or loved for being myself. Like, you just got to be sharp enough to know that you see the love and the hate.
Well, yeah, man, but I don't really know what you're talking about.
I'm saying, like, if you know who you are and you know what you represent.
You're talking about knowing who you are.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, for that part, like, what I was saying is if you know who you are and you got that assurance in yourself and you confident and you already, like, you know what you're going for, then it's going to show. Like, it's going to show in your voice. It's going to show in your conversation, how you approach people. And shit, if they love you for that, if they hate you for that, then cool, like, fuck it. But at least you being yourself. Like, as long as you – I feel like if you yourself, then you can't get mad at the results.
Check this
real.
Out, man. No, I agree with what you're saying. But what about you? Are you that?
Yeah, I think it's for everybody. I think it's a journey you got to take to find yourself. But once you do find yourself, then who gonna tell you anything about you?
Bro, I am not scared to talk about me. Are you scared to talk about you?
Because
I didn't ask about everybody.
Yeah. Well, going back to me, like what I feel like, basically going outside and getting action. What I kind of experienced is when you can't step ahead.
Are you like what you were saying that everybody basically, you know, should be themselves and go out and be real?
At times, I'm not, and I'm gonna be honest. Like it has been times when
Stop right there. See, I respect you for that. Because I know goddamn well you don't, but you didn't say you did. What I'm saying is I can hear in your voice and I can hear in the things you're saying that shit ain't you. But it's obvious you're working on it, bro, and you're a work in progress, and I applaud you, man. It's cool.
Yeah, because it's really going to be on, like, just imagine. But, like, what I was saying, like, when you 10 steps ahead, what I kind of experience is the game kind of like really slows down and you start to see the details and body language and the conversation. And it kind of, and I noticed like once you kind of prepare on what you're going to say, then you can kind of pull out certain things in your conversation, or it's like certain things that you do or certain things that you say. It's kind of like you in the zone, you focus, and you know, because you're paying attention to certain gestures or certain tones of voice or even
gestures, all of them. Not certain gestures.
Yeah,
you're playing attention to all of them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You can really, like, adjust your outcomes and you really get better. Like, when you're better prepared, like, your outcomes come better because you know what you're looking for. You just got to know what's coming. And, like, how you saying, man, it's all about action. Like, as long as you get in that conversation and you get in that body language and you know, like, what direction that you want to go in and you let her know which direction you're trying to go to, then yeah, just keep it short and keep it pushing, because I mean, at the end of the day, you gotta get to what you're going. You gotta get to what you're going.
Look, let me say this. I'm gonna take a chance. You don't really sound like a student of mine, but I think you got my shit. Do you?
I am a student.
I hear what you're saying, man. That sounds like a student of mine. But you saying a lot of shit. Okay. All right, bro.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool, man. Don't hold on for a second. I got a gang of calls just came. If you want to say something else, just hold on. If not, you know, you can, you know. Okay, 402, whatever number you are, what's up? Gang of calls just came. If you want to say something else, just hold on. If not, you know, you can, you know. Hey, caller.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, man? Come on. Turn your shit down.
Yeah. What's up, bros?
Hey, turn your shit down, man.
Yeah. I got it on pause.
All right, man. What's happening?
I got it on pause. You good?
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, man, I'm good, man. I just got a question, bro. Like, how do you become an eagle? Like, how do you become an eagle in a world where most people just want to be followers, you know?
How do you become an eagle?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to become an eagle, man, but if you're talking about being a leader, man, you just start following your own drumbeat, man. I don't listen to nobody. I don't fuck with nobody. I don't ask nobody shit. I don't need shit. Everything, I'm self-contained.
Yeah.
And I believe in my motherfucking self. So what I'm saying is some people are self-contained and they still don't believe they can do shit. They're doing everything themselves and they still don't believe in themselves. I believe in myself, and whatever I think, I'm doing it, and I don't want nobody to help me do it. I don't even want them to help me think. Now, that's me.
Okay,
I don't know about
is this something that you always had in you or you had to develop within over time?
Anything that's in you has to be developed. So you start out with the small victories, doing this, doing that, going here where you want to go, saying what you want to say, doing these small victories soon found a foundation that you could stand on. And you realize these little things you've been doing that you want to do, you can do it in all things you want to do. And you just start doing it.
Yeah, that's some real shit.
All right.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you. I wanted to ask you one final question, yeah, because I was in a situation where, you know, I came across one old lady, and I was trying to go forward, but once she told me, like, she was married, I kind of, like, held back. So I just wanted to know, like, is there a line when it comes to, like,
man, why would you want to fuck with a married bitch?
I didn't want to fuck with her. She only knew until she told me.
Said she was married. Why would you trip? You should say, oh, yeah, you know, you don't run away. But you know you don't want to fuck with her now. You can't wait to get rid of this conversation. You don't run from it because she married, but that's just asking for trouble.
I mean,
What is her husband going to do? Just let her fuck with you?
Nah, he's not. I don't know.
I know you don't know, bro. That's the point. You don't know what that motherfucker don't gonna do. You don't know who he is. Fuck that bitch, man. There ain't enough motherfucking pussy in the world for me to be tripping like that. All right,
she was bad, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know, like, I'm not trying to assume.
It doesn't matter. You ever seen a pretty pussy? It's all the same, man. It's pink, man. I don't give a fuck how fine she is. All she got is some pussy. Shit. Be cool and don't fall for that shit, man. Okay, listen. What I'm saying is the police is legally killing us. And back in the day when we had problems, the motherfuckers would sit back and hope we killed each other over it. But we would let game, you know, outshine the person who we had beef with. You know, we didn't go out and look for them motherfuckers, you know, so we can kill him or do him some kind of harm. You know, unless it was to embarrass this motherfucking ass with the fly shit I just said or did. We were going to shut that nigga down. Game-wise. So the popo, they decided to just use that safety phrase of I feared for my life. And they're going to kill you. He already afraid of you, and now he has to accept you ain't giving a fuck about him or his authority. Come on, man. This motherfucker can't wait to kill you. Hey, I see your motherfucking punk ass one private number. What the fuck do you want?
Hey, man, I've called because this is a separate business line. Hey, check it out. I got a question for you, Chief. I respect everything you do. I'm not that bitch-ass nigga that called you.
Okay, all right. My bad. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, we all good. So check it out, man. So I understand the game, you know what I mean, and how it's going, but how do you feel about when you're able to kind of, you know, operate the way you want to operate, but when you come into certain places, it's some niggas that just hate it, just regular people, but they hate. They already know you coming in there, and you gonna execute whatever mission that you want as far as women are concerned. What do you do with these haters when you kind of solo you with these groups of guys, and they know you and they know your success rate when you walk into these facilities? How do you deal with that hate?
Hey,
I mean, it's like
I walk in that motherfucker and look at them fools. What's up? Buy me a drink and do what the fuck I want to do. Fuck them niggas.
Oh, I don't even speak to them. You know, I mean, I think that pisses
me off. I know you don't.
More,
that's your problem. You supposed to speak
to them niggas.
You supposed to speak to them niggas. Let them know. Fuck you, man. You be trying to ignore them, and that be giving them boost their power. You speak to them, man. Yeah, what's up, man? And you still going to do what you doing? You the monster at that point,
right?
Because ain't none of them gonna speak to you. Because
they ain't gonna speak to me. So yeah.
Hey man, I don't give a fuck what they do. I just know what they gonna do. They ain't gonna speak to me, and I know that's gonna show them they ain't shit. Because I spoke to them, that don't mean they got to return it. But if I didn't, you know, have some kind of ill feeling or some kind of negative about them, I wouldn't have spoke. So obviously, they ain't on my mind that much.
Oh, them motherfuckers in my mind, but, you know, they hate it. So they hate builds up in them so bad, they cowards. But they just hate you because they know that you're going to, you know what I mean, do your deal when you sit down.
I don't believe you, man.
You don't have to believe me, bro. You can ask my mom and them.
Bro. I would never ask your mama shit, but what I'm saying is
I'm fucking with you, bro, but I'm just saying, bro, you don't got to believe me, Rose, but you ain't the only one. I mean, I respect what you do. I'm telling you, man, like, if there's hate out there.
Bro, I'm not asking you to respect what I do. I'm saying I don't believe what the fuck you saying. Ain't nobody hating on you because they know you're going to do whatever the fuck you alluding to. What the fuck are you
going
to do?
Well, let me say this then.
Hey, what are you going to do? No, I ain't letting you talk, motherfucker. Answer the question. What are you going to do that they know you going to do that they so mad at you about?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. Okay,
right,
so this is what I'm saying. Listen, this is what I'm saying, Rose. Let me finish the statement, boss.
No, fuck you. I don't let no motherfucker that runs from questions say shit. I asked you, what the fuck are you going to do that they know you going to do, and they hate you for it? And you start telling me, I'm going to do the fuck I want to do. Is that giving me an answer, motherfucker, or is that running from the question? Now answer the fucking question or get off the goddamn line.
Hey, I'm going to answer the question.
Go ahead.
The question right now. So the deal is, Rose, I'm pretty confident in, you know what I mean, my success rate as far as if I see a woman that I like, you know what I mean, I can probably pull her. And sometimes, you know what I mean, other guys.
To the goddamn point, what are you going to do that these motherfuckers jealous of? What, talk?
Pull the bitches out there that they probably like. Rose, I'm telling you about an experience I'm having in real life time. Pull the bitches out there that they probably like.
You are telling me about an experience. Aren't you getting that I could give a fuck about your experience because you ain't being real in expressing your experience? You running from everything that's real. Anything that you got to answer, you start giving some fucking example. Fuck that, man. I ain't wasting no more time with you, man. You ain't real, so fuck you. 513, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, Rosebud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
I just say, can this phone accept text message or anything? But there is a link. It's like 6 minutes and 30 seconds or something like that. I did find
what
it.
Link
it ain't like how old buddy cut said it, though. That's for sure.
What
but
link
it,
are you talking about?
I can drop it in there. Wait.
You came up the link that the dude was talking about that was talking shit?
Yeah. I found it.
Okay, now what did you say it was?
It sounds like you. I mean, it's like 6 minutes, 31 seconds long.
And I'm saying what?
Yeah, I mean, shit, you talking. You trying to get her to come through. I mean, that's all it sounds like to me. She's normal wearing normal people. Ain't sound crazy to me. She's talking like she about to get a babysitter and come over to you. Shit, that sounds like normal shit. You kicking your shit like,
okay.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, you found what he was talking about, so he was telling the truth.
Yeah, he has some accuracy, he has some truth, man, so yeah.
Okay, but he was inaccurate about what was actually in the video.
How he was, how he was saying it, that was all fucked up, correct.
Man, who is this?
Like
hey, listen, bro. Listen, man, if you want to, you can hit my email, man. I got something for you. That's some good shit. I'm glad you said, because I thought he was a lying-ass bitch nigga, which he is. But since you said something really up, I'm going to have to go for it. All right, man. I appreciate you for that, brother.
I send it to you. I send it right to you right now.
Hey, okay. Send it to me and make sure you put your area code in the first three digits of your number. So I'm going to hit you with a couple of books, man. I appreciate you.
I got you.
All right. Now let me go back to this punk. He said, the punk hung up. Man, that motherfucker's been up there the whole time since he said all that shit. And then when this dude just came on, oh, I guess he back. Hello? Is this you, nigga?
Hello? Hey, bro, I'm not dissing you. I'm just saying you wasn't standing on
nobody
ain't. Like, if you're teaching us, you was offensive.
Hold up. I don't give a fuck. Just listen, nigga. What I'm saying is, whatever you was saying was coming out like some bitch shit. And it certainly wasn't me begging no bitch, talking about I'm going to get her a babysitter or whatever the fuck you was saying. So what I'm saying is, this nigga called in and said that he heard the shit. It wasn't nothing like you said. So if you want to say something, say something, but don't come with your bullshit, nigga. Ain't nobody scared of your punk ass. Now, come on.
Bro, you wasn't standing on your teachers what you teach us. Like, I fuck with you. I got your course, but it wasn't what you teach us.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck. You don't know what I was doing. You taking a conversation out of context. So I might get it.
That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, listen. The nigga that just called said I did say the shit. He heard it, and I believe him. So I don't give a fuck somebody heard what I was saying, and I can't give a fuck about whatever the fuck you talking about, unless you're going to be specific. What was I not standing on?
Like, see, she was coming at you slick, bro, and you wasn't really, like, checking the bitch. Go listen to it. I guess the bitch recorded it and gave it to somebody. Just go listen to it.
No, I'm going to believe you now because you're going to tell me the truth. What was I saying or doing that wasn't standing on what I do?
She just was being a bitch, and you wasn't standing on her. You wasn't checking her on her bullshit, basically. You was begging her, oh, bring the baby too, Dad. She was like, you going to give me some money? Like, all that weirdo shit. And
yeah,
like, this
but
is not
what
the
did I tell her about the money? What did I tell her about the money? I'm finna give her some money?
No, you said, come through with the baby, and like, I see what I do. Bro, go listen to it, bro. That's all you got to do once the show is over.
No, I don't want to listen. It. Everybody that want to listen to it can. I want you to tell me what wasn't proper.
Bro, I'm telling you what wasn't proper. You wasn't checking her.
And I told
you to
bring the baby
bitch.
With her?
You was begging the bitch, OG. You was begging her. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
you was begging her, bro. That's not what you teach us, bro. You teach us some dope shit, but that wasn't.
It isn't. Hey, can you shut up for a minute? That ain't what I teach you. And let me tell you something. I do be drinking sometimes, so I might have said some shit. But let me tell you this. That bitch, whoever she was, I bet if she came over, she didn't get whatever the fuck you trying to assume she got.
Oh,
I might have been saying whatever the fuck I was saying to get that bitch over there. My dick might have been hard. But what I'm saying is she has to be a bitch I fuck with to even say that to. So what I'm saying is if the bitch need a babysitter, bitch, I pay for the babysitter. Fuck you.
That's true. That's not the game. That's tricking.
Nigga, you a damn fool if that's tricking. How the fuck is that tricking? You
yeah,
are
like
a
bitch
want
to fuck with you. She going to pay out of pocket if she want
to
fuck with
me,
you.
Listen, a trick motherfucker give a bitch money to get the pussy. Period.
Do you pay for the babysitter to get the pussy?
Nigga, I'll pay for dinner too. Is that a trick?
That's tricking because you're doing that to get the trick.
Everybody's listening. Now you hear what this sucker talking about. This motherfucker is saying, whatever you spend, you tricking because you're spending it on the bitch. What I'm saying is Hold up. Let me shut your motherfucking ass down. I don't let no nigga interrupt me. What I'm saying is I don't tell a nigga you can't spend no money on a bitch. I definitely tell a nigga don't be no trick for a bitch. But about not spending no money on a bitch, I don't see how you can fuck with a bitch and don't spend no money on her. Now, if the bitch say, I need this and I need that, and you spend that money, you enter in another round. But about what this nigga saying and whatever this bitch recorded, however the fuck it was done, it certainly ain't representing what this nigga saying. Unless this nigga can represent it better than he doing, which I'm going to give him another opportunity right now.
But listen, nothing wrong with you spending money on the bitch if you just want to do that. But if you're doing it for the pussy, then you a trick. That's all I'm saying. They say a hard dick has no conscience, man.
Bro, did you graduate? Did you graduate from Sidewalk University, nigga? Did you? You saying you fucked with me?
I was thinking about joining, but after hearing that shit, I'm good.
Wait, man, just shut up. This nigga, what I'm saying, he may have this recording. I think he do. This dude, 513, verified it. But man, I could give a fuck what somebody recorded and took out of context for what I was saying. That's like they do with this political bullshit. They only record what they want you to hear. But if you think 111, you hiding out, motherfucker, if you think I was tricking, then okay. I ain't mad at you. And you can be one motherfucker that put that shit on. But I really don't give a fuck. I just want to know what you was talking about. So you can hang up and you can get off my line now. Because I'm done with you. All right, 661, come on.
Hey, how you doing? I have a question, man. And, you know, and I don't mind how you answer it. You can call me a simp, call me whatever, man. But check this out. I just got out of a breakup, man. And I was wondering, like, you know, I'm already working on myself. You know, I just, you know, on my way to get my place, I raised my kids myself. And so everything is
off from me.
Huh?
I say you already got hats off from me. You raised your kids by yourself. Go ahead.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. But I just got out of this breakup, and I want to go ahead. And I know it's going to hurt, and I know the process is going to take its time, but I was wondering, is there a way that I could just cut that process in half, so that way, you know, I won't let it get in the way of my hustle.
What process?
Well, you know, I mean, I've only been in a few relationships, but they were saying like the process is going to hurt for a couple of days.
Oh, you come out the breaking up process?
Yeah.
Bro. I mean, if it's all mama, your kids.
Oh, no, it's not the mama of my kids. Unfortunately,
well,
she's
become. Man, fuck her, man. It is going to take a little while, so you got to deal with it. As far as her, I guess you're going to be miserable as far as, you know, you're used to looking at the bitch laying in the bed or whatever. But you're going to have to go through that. It ain't no big thing. But what helps you is when you get back out there and catch another bitch, man. You can't sit around and mope about what the hell you had or what you lost. Whether it was your fault or not, it don't matter. It's over. Accept it. Catch you another bitch, man.
I can really dig that, man. I really appreciate that, too.
Yeah, but check game, man. Taking care of your kids is what's up. I ain't never going to not talk to a kid to take care of his kids. And another thing, regardless of what I called you, a simp or whatever the fuck. None of that shit matter, man. You stood up. I like how you did it. If you talk, I might call you a simp or whatever the fuck. Yeah, you told me. You did that. That's real shit to me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, man. I'm just growing by the day, man. Trying to be the best.
Sit down, man. Look out for your goddamn self and kids, and you'll win.
For sure, man. I appreciate that.
All right, brother. 469, what's up?
Brother Bud, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's crazy that I'm talking to you. Hey, man, I want to let you know I appreciate you, man. I was in a little car accident a couple months ago, and I fucked around and lost my memory, man. I was fucked up, but I couldn't do nothing. So,
you all right now?
I really want to... Yeah, I'm good right now. I'm damn near all the way back. Fucking all in all. But
that's what's up, man. Go ahead.
but man, like shit. It was for a while. I wasn't even worried about women because I was just trying to get my bearings on the world. But you know, as I was getting my bearings on the world, I was looking for you know, like a male. You know, I just you know just like another male to follow because you know my dad, he would have had me, you know, spending money up. It's okay to spend money upon a bitch, but this nigga go crazy like bands after bands. He just had metal, and I want trying to I ain't trying to be him. So man,
hey,
I found your channel, man. You was just
check it out. This dude, I don't know who he is. He some motherfucker that fuck with me. He say he got a recording of me telling the bitch I'll pay for the bitch to come over.
You talking about the dude you was just talking about? Because I was just on YouTube and I saw that. I wanted to speak on that too because I had a situation like that last night with this thoroughbred last night.
Man, what I'm saying is you seen the video he's talking about?
No, I was just on your live and I had caught the part where you were saying all that shit. You were calling you a simp and all that shit. I'm like, man, this nigga don't know what the fuck you talking about, man.
The thing is, man, I mean, I was denying it, but then some other brother called and said he's seen it too, but it wasn't like this dude was saying. But what I'm saying is, man, you can't take conversations out of context. You got to take the whole conversation because a nigga might say something false to get the bitch to understand a nigga will say it, but that don't mean a nigga finna do it.
I mean, that's his game. Shit, that's his game. So you got to get over there somehow.
I'm finna get over you. There you go, man. Like I told that nigga, my dick might have been hard, man. I don't know. Shit. I wasn't finna do nothing too crazy. The bitch would have came over, and let's say she did have a baby, and I said I would have paid for the babysitter. That's like $20. So after I bust her out, and this nigga talking about I bought some pussy for $20, well, maybe
man.
Maybe I did.
Man, I damn near fucked the Instagram model off of shit. What I had bought last night, some motherfucking Whataburger, like $7 worth of Whataburger. Fucking too good last night. Boy, man, them niggas, but you better put them up on game, huh? Better quit playing with it. But, hey, I didn't want to take up your whole show, but I did want to wait to read you because I did have some more questions and stuff.
What you got?
Man, honestly, fam, you know how I told you I lost my memory and all, right? So I was getting it back and everything, but, like, when I was getting it back, I started to fall into the pimping because I just had went to Houston. I saw all them bitches out there, and I was like, oh, my God, and that shit. I'm missing out. It's more than life, you feel me? Cause I'm only 19. I ain't never really – I mean, I know about pimping because I'm from Arkansas and shit, but I don't really, you know, like, shit, we in Arkansas. We don't know, you know, no real pimping shit. Like, shit, if you pimp a bitch out there, you probably get, what, 10 – shit, $100 every couple of days about you ain't doing nothing too serious. So I went out to Houston. I just had saw it, and ever since then, I just been infatuated with it. But my whole thing is I ain't never really had a problem getting the
win. Wait, you giving me a history on your life. Fuck that, man. You ain't asking no questions, man. I got too many people. Hold on. 888-828, what's happening? A28, are you there?
Oh, yes. Rosebud. I want to say it's my pleasure. My name is John from North Carolina.
Well, you know my name, John. From California, goddammit.
Right on. My pleasure, brother. I just wanted to pretty much just make a statement. When I heard you say know your value and find your purpose, I mean, it just widened my whole vision. And I appreciate that, brother. Straight up. Stay up.
So you was undervaluing yourself?
No, it's just I wasn't just opening myself up. You know, I was more narrow-minded. You know, just the more square type view. But
well, man,
you know, I've been following you for the past 5 years, and just slowly digesting some of the stuff you say and adding it to myself. I mean, and I see the world from a whole new range now. Yeah, and I wanted to say I appreciate that, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you for even saying that shit, man. Let me know. I'm cool with you. Thanks. 606.
Yes, sir. You be cool. Have a good day, bro. All
right. 606, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on, Rosebud? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
Yeah, this is DT Salton. Listen, this motherfucking caller that called you with this motherfucking bullshit, let's get something straight. I heard that motherfucking video. This nigga pissed me off so motherfucking much, I had to go and look for this motherfucking shit. You wasn't doing no bullshit in that bit. Rosebud, you was spitting straight game. It sounded like you were spitting straight, smooth-ass game to some bitch you had a falling out with. All this shit about you buying pussy, this motherfucker's a goddamn liar, okay?
Yeah.
You
man,
Bro,
you don't know what you did for me just now, man, because that shit been on my mind. I couldn't figure out what this motherfucker got. But, man, thank you, man.
Rosebud, listen, I don't know if the bitch recorded it to put it up there. I don't motherfucking know. It don't motherfucking matter. The bitch asked when you called her, she said, well, what are you doing? You said I just finished my show. You asked the bitch, what are you doing? The bitch said nothing. And you came at that bitch with game. Bottom line is it sounded like you were like that. You and the bitch had a falling out. She misunderstood whatever it was the falling out was the fuck about. Okay, and then you called the bitch to straighten it out. There wasn't no sucker shit going on. You told the bitch, listen, I'm not trying to fall out with you, but I want you to understand where I'm coming from. Because, you know, basically I don't want to be enemies with you, bitch, but you're crazy. So the bitch said, no, you crazy. You said, no, bitch, you crazy. You the crazy one. And the reason, and you explained, you came at that bitch with smooth game. The bitch had an attitude in the beginning of the call. And next thing you know, the bitch wanted to fucking come over and drop the goddamn drawers. You came at the bitch with fucking game. And the babysitter shit, what happened in the conversation? The bitch said, well, I have to find a babysitter. You know, the bitch, you said, well, find a babysitter, bitch. And then the bitch was like, okay, I got to find the motherfucking babysitter. It's going to take me an hour. You told the bitch, I'm not sending you no motherfucking money. And the bitch said, oh, no, I don't want you to send no money. But, you know, the babysitter right across the street, you know, I'll come over. And when I get back home later, the motherfucker is a liar, Rosebud, okay? He's a fucking liar. And I wasn't going to sit here and let this motherfucker put this shit on the motherfucking air for everybody. Listen, you've changed my life for over 20 years, and you've been a strong mentor of mine. You don't even know who I am. Or where the fuck I am. You never heard of me. Wait, listen, I ain't gonna let this motherfucker do that shit. Fuck that caller, man.
Hey, brother.
The game is strong. Because you ain't yelling and screaming.
You don't know how much
crazy
I appreciate you, man. You just don't fucking know. Because I couldn't imagine what he was talking about. But now,
you don't know how much I appreciate you. And that's why I felt compelled to call in. You don't know how much I appreciate you. And I'm not going to let that fuckboy spread no fucking rumors about my goddamn mentor. Fuck him.
Sorry. I appreciate you, man. Let me get these other calls.
No doubt, bud. Stay down. Peace.
You too, brother. 909, what's up?
All right, I called early. I have one more question.
Come on, brother.
I know what I want and when I see it. How do you, in this Me Too sexual harassment era, if you see it at work and you're in a large, like a building and there's hundreds of people around and you see what you want, how do you do that in a work environment when you're at work?
Is this a coworker you're talking about?
Yeah, let's talk like a coworker or someone, but you may not work in the same.
You don't do that. I have no idea.
You
but
don't.
It seems,
that's my advice. Hey, it's no but. If you want to do it, you do it. Talking to me, I don't do it.
So there's no approach, huh? There's no approach
to
that, huh?
I just said no, man. Can't you take an answer?
Okay, I got it. All right.
601, what's up, man? Or is this from earlier?
Hey, what's going on, bud? It's Brian, man. I just wanted to give a testimony from your free YouTube videos. It was a while back. You was talking about how if you try to pretend to be somebody that you're not, that it'll hurt your ego. And that was one of my main issues. I was like, man, I try to be like this person, that person, a TV show person, instead of just being comfortable in myself. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to be me and comfortable in my skin. But I got action 4 times in 1 evening after I did that. You know
that's
what I'm
because you're being you, man. That's what's up. The real you gonna catch.
And I'm saying this is just from your YouTube shows. I just wanted to give a testimony. I really, really appreciate that because that was my main issue, my main issue was not being comfortable in my skin. Now I feel like I'm the stuff, even if I ain't got a dime to my name.
Hey, real brother, problem. You understand. Money don't make you. You make money.
That's what I'm saying, man. Really feel like that was the missing link. So when I get an SWU, it's over with.
I'm waiting on you. 734, yes, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening?
All right, Buzz, so the way you was talking to the bitch, that's what you mean when you was flowing through the frequencies and not just being one person?
What bitch?
The
Ross tonight? You talking about the lady that called tonight?
No, the call everybody else keep talking about.
Okay, now what did you ask about that call?
I'm saying, is that what you was explaining the other day with the frequency? You not just being one person with the bitch.
Well, I don't really know. I ain't heard the call, man, so I don't know. But it probably was, man. I mean, I ain't heard it, so I can't really talk about it. But the last caller, actually, I know what bitch he's talking about. And I know I never said no punk shit to that bitch. That's that young bitch that I was talking about.
It's not even that it was no punk shit. I just don't think nobody catch, like, it's a frequency. You don't always got to be a honey with this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I would imagine it is that. It was that, yeah. Me being the different, one of the different me's, the me whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, shit. Hey, but. Is that it, man? I got a couple more calls. I'm going to get them all.
Yep, go ahead.
All right. 313, what's up?
Yo, just I just wanted to say, because reputation is everything. Fuck niggas coming fucking up again. The context of the video is when you and your woman falls out and what to say to have her come running back. That's it. Somebody else got these yo content and putting it out, you know, trying to get their shit going with your shit. That's all it is. That's all I wanted to say. It ain't no bitch caught you slipping, none of that. It's like somebody got your lives or something. Just using your shit, reusing your shit. That's all. All that other fuck shit, never.
You know what, man? I fucking appreciate that, man. You know, a couple of y'all done called in and let me know, man, because I haven't seen it. I never heard this shit. I thought the motherfucker was lying, man, but he wasn't. So I apologize, you know, about calling him a liar. But look, you guys, that's it for me tonight. Let me tell you something. We kicked it like a motherfucker. And what I really like, I never be challenged. I never fucking be challenged. But this dude challenged me tonight. And the only reason I was hesitant is because I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. I never heard it. Or no one's ever said anything to me about it. But now that I've heard it, I'm not necessarily going to – I haven't heard the video, but I've heard about it. Oh, this nigga right here. This you, man?
No, man, I'm not that nigga. But I'm going to tell you something, Rosebud, about pimping. The first thing that all the men need to know online is don't never let no motherfucker like you talk to them and degrade them and shit like that. That's where you go wrong at, because that's not building confidence in brothers. So that's
what's not
going to change. But you need to watch how you talk to men, because the first
what's
thing that a man needs to know is he's confident.
Bro, what is not building confidence? If you be quiet and listen, you hear me, man.
What is not building confidence?
When a brother call in and you try to tell them, motherfucker, this, you don't know shit and you a dumbass and you ain't doing shit you doing.
Oh,
bro,
wait.
First of all,
hey, bro,
you don't know everybody to try to say that.
Bro, you a bitch nigga too. You got to hide your number. Motherfuckers that call in, they numbers show. You a bitch nigga, so
nah.
You think I'm going to listen to
you
your
a bitch nigga, Rose, but
breaking
bro,
up for your bitch friend? Because you a bitch, nigga. You a bitch.
I ain't trying to do that, bro. I'm not on that, Rose, bud.
Your mouth and just listen to the shit or get your ass off.
Even Rose, but I ain't got to call you no bitch and all that, Rose, but I'm not going to do that.
Fuck
I'm not doing that
me bitch, nigga.
Yeah,
you
yeah, I'm not on that, bro.
I don't act like no bitch. That's why you ain't called me a bitch, nigga. You act like
a
bitch.
No, just because I'm not on that.
Phone number
bro, you do act like a bitch, bro. You do,
why
bro,
is
you
your
do
phone
act
number
like a bitch.
Why is your
you
goddamn
like
phone number?
Nigga, what's your phone number, bro, bud? You're on the computer line. What's your phone number, partner?
Nobody
you
goes.
Behind the fucking,
bro,
you
do
behind
you know
YouTube,
how many
mother? Bro,
okay.
Bro, I ain't trying to build
hey,
that
bro.
You, man. I'm just talking about
hey,
respect.
Bro.
The first thing about Pippen is
fine,
respect.
Man.
The first
fine,
thing about
man.
Pippen is respect.
Hey, bro, you're right. You're right. I shouldn't be talking to the little sissies like that. Bye.
Hey, whatever, Rosebud.
Hey, what I'm saying is, you know what? If a nigga can punk you off, he gonna do it. Period. And you better keep that in your fucking mind. If a nigga can do it, he gonna do it. And if them punk motherfuckers let me punk them off, I'm gonna show fucking do it. And this bitch nigga that was on the phone just now, I guess he think he told me. All right, you guys, I'm fucking gone.